Okay, it's 1 a.m. Friday, April 3rd. We're going into the third day of ISC West 2009. It's late. We're doing episode 38 of SIW Radio's podcast series. Why are we up so late? Hosted video. So this episode, we've got some neat stuff to talk about. 2009 ISC West show, there's a lot going on in hosted video. Some of our staff, myself included, this is Jeff Cole, your editor and host of this program, along with our assistant editor, Joel Griffin, were able to track down three companies that were out there on the show floor or wandering around the show floor, and able to talk to them a little bit about hosted video and even video monitoring. So the companies we talked to were Alarm.com, Brevo, and Stanley. And, of course, so here's what's going on. Stanley, of course, is a national installing and monitoring firm. You guys obviously know them. You know Alarm.com. You know they've done the hosted intrusion. Now they're in the hosted video. They had developing now a standalone video component that doesn't have to be tied to the intrusion. And then, of course, you got Brevo, which, if you know them, they've been a hosted or web-based, and depending on which model you want to go to, access control firm. And then this year, they've really gotten exciting, and they've introduced a hosted video component to their solutions. And so Brevo with them, they'll host it all for you. So we caught up with them. Let's tell you what. Let's kick off with Brevo. We're going to talk to Stephen Van Til there. He's their president and chief operating officer. So let's introduce him first, then we'll come back to some of the others. So we're here at ISC West 2009 on day two of the show with Stephen Van Til from Brevo, and they have just announced their OVR web service, and I'm going to ask Stephen to go ahead and explain that service to us. Stephen?
Thank you, Jeff. What the OVR web service stands for is Online Video Recorder Web Service. The web service indicates that this is an additional feature offering inside of our existing access control system, which has been in the market since 2002, providing online access control. The core feature that we're adding here is streaming IP video from the customer premise back to a central storage facility where all that video is captured along with the access control data and made available to the customer inside of a browser context along with the rest of the application that we've been offering for access control.
Okay, so that's Brevo. That's what they're offering. Now let's do something a little bit different. Let's go over to Alarm.com. Joel Griffin was able to catch up with them today to talk about what they're doing and why they're interested in hosted video and what that could mean for the residential or the small commercial customer.
This is Joel Griffin, assistant editor with Security InfoWatch. I'm here with Bob McCarthy of Alarm.com, and he's going to give us the rundown on what they're featuring here at ISC West this year. Bob?
Hi, nice to speak with you about this. Key things we're doing is introducing a new standalone video component to our hosted service. Traditionally, we've been started off by offering a hosted intrusion service where customers could monitor their property with a traditional security system. Basically, one of the panels built by GE is what we're tightly integrated in with. And not only would they act as a traditional security system, but also they were two-way set up over GSM networks. So customers could go in remotely from their PC or their cell phone, arm and disarm the system. They could set up to get notified when certain system events happen. Even if it didn't set the panel into alarm, they might want to know if the wine cellar door opened, think the kids are getting in, that kind of thing, so they can get an email notification. And last year we added a video component where when you get that notification, you might want to look in and see with your eyes what's going on. You know, if you got two kids, they're going to be pointing at each other. So similar applications on commercial, it's always nice to be able to look in if you're not on site, if you're the boss, see what's going on in your place, get a notification if secure errors are being entered, and have that video component too to go with it. What we found is there are some people that would like to be able to do this hosted video independent of the intrusion piece. It's a traditionally pretty expensive proposition to get video added to your service. Someone might ask for a quote for four cameras from a security dealer and get, you know, something that's multiple thousands of dollars, and they're like, well, I'd love to have video, but I don't have the budget for it. So what we've got is a way for you to pay up front just for the camera piece, because all the DVR logic and all the storage is off-site at the Alarm.com Network Operations Center. So it's basically no DVR, no PC required, just the Alarm.com network cameras installed in the property using the customer's existing router, and that's the equipment at the place. So for a few hundred dollars, you can get, you know, some cameras put in, monitor them over a web user interface.
What are some of the benefits of having a hosted solution like you guys do during a, especially during the economic times we're in?
Well, I think the key one, first off, is the amount of equipment you put in the property is less, since a lot of the equipment is back at the Alarm.com site. So just the cost, the upfront cost of the equipment is lower than a traditional DVR type approach. So someone that didn't have the couple thousand might be able to be more willing to do a couple hundred now and $10, $15 a month, depending on what kind of level of service they ask for, how many cameras. So it makes it possible to get in where you couldn't afford it before. So it's kind of not, we're not trying to compete with DVRs. We're trying to open up a new market where people were right on the verge of being able to afford it before and decided not to. Now it's we're bringing the cost down to where they can afford it. And then on the usability side, I mean, the advantage of hosted one is, you know, if there's new software to come out, new feature going to be added, a bug is going to be fixed, you know, this happens to every kind of video surveillance solution. When it's a hosted one, the user interface, you know, is a website that goes through Alarm.com. When we change a feature, add a feature, or make something different, the next time you log in, it's just there. You know, there's no need for the end user or the dealer to get in the car and drive out to the customer's place to install a patch or an upgrade or anything like that, or a whole new version. It's just kind of, when it's ready and tested, it gets deployed out, and, you know, minimum inconvenience to the customer.
And finally, to bring all of this back around, on Wednesday, on the first day of the show, and I've been saving this audio for you ever since, I was able to catch up with Stanley Security Solutions, Stanley Convergence Security Solutions, Inc., as they're now known, with Tony Byerly, their CEO. But along with Tony was Felix Gonzalez, who's their VP of Strategic Initiatives and Business Development. As you can imagine, hosted video and video monitoring are part of, you know, strategic initiatives. So I was able to ask Felix his take on, you know, hosted video and video monitoring and where that fits into big monitoring companies. So here's Felix to talk about what it means for Stanley. I think he's got some good insights on that.
Without a doubt, the direction of the industry is, you know, software as a service, right? And video tags really well onto that in terms of video as a service. There are, you know, growing number of customers who say, you know, maybe I don't need a DVR. You know, maybe I don't need that local storage. Maybe I'd like to have it off-site, just from a security standpoint or from a management standpoint. Then they ask themselves, do I really want to host that at my corporate office, or rather have somebody else host it? So you see a direction toward that. There are some challenges in terms of bandwidth space and bandwidth cost. And so that's really kind of the challenge. Until that price point gets down to it's very, very quick and very, very affordable, I still think it's going to be limited. Because we look at the market space saying, without a doubt, there's a group of customers who like local DVRs, local control. They really just want to go ahead and capture images and be able to grab that image pretty quickly. Then there's others who really more have a hands-off, and that's where the kind of video monitoring service comes in. It starts off with alarm verification. Then they realize what a monitoring center can do. Then all of a sudden they think, well, could you do guard service for me? Sure, we do guard service for you, you know, electronically via video monitoring services. Could you do a business audit? Instead of just looking in for suspicious activity, could you look in and find out, you know, do I have two people behind the counter? Are they wearing their uniforms correctly? Are the banners that we sent out to the offices last week being hung? And, you know, are the demo equipment out there? So they would like us to go ahead and maximize their video investment by adding it as an add-on service. And then I think on the high end, there are customers who really want to go ahead and build their own platform. They really are kind of a command and control. They have guards, and they're got, whether it's 10 locations across the U.S. or 100, they're pretty comfortable with manning almost a central station themselves. So for us, I think we see all three customer sets there, but we do think that the video as a monitoring service is really a good opportunity for us. It is small right now, without a doubt, but it is growing.
Well, in the beginning of this podcast, I promised this would all be on hosted video. It's not. So we've got two more companies that I wanted to include in this podcast. The first up is a quick interview that Joel Griffin was able to do with Gutebrook. Now, this is a German company that's doing high-end video, and I'll let you listen to their story of what they're doing as they come into the U.S. market.
This is Joel Griffin, assistant editor with SecurityInfoWatch.com, and I'm here with Carl Robenheimer with Gutebrook Security, and he's going to tell us about what they're featuring here at ISC West and about their plans for the North American market. They entered the U.S. market back in 2004, so here's Carl to give you the rundown.
Hi. If I had to explain in a nutshell the importance of Gutebrook in the North American market, I believe it brings a European flair and as well as an international flair into what North America sees as high-end video. Gutebrook has been evaluated internationally by multiple companies as being a high-end video security server solution. We are able to offer analog, meaning DVR, as well as hybrid, as well as standalone IP server solutions. And we are able to integrate all of those different technologies with analytics involved to be highly effective within a virtual matrix. Anything from 16 cameras on a single system through to 5,000 or 10,000 cameras on a complete system is where Gutebrook fits in best. We believe we've partnered with the correct partners throughout internationally the world, and we hope to do the same here. Right now, presently, we are searching and we're looking for high-end integrators that we can partner with, certify and train, and create a sales plan so that we effectively can offer our systems within the U.S. Right here at the ISC West show, we have a number of our DVRs in use. We have our Reporter, which is our introductory product. We have our Jeviscope, which is a higher-end product that offers IP and analog solutions, as well as we have an integrated system into a high-end access control system by the name of Babylon. And we just hope and wish to prove to those that come into the booth that we are a high-end system and we have much to offer the American market.
So this podcast has had a lot to do with video. But let's close it with access control. Let's head over to Doortronix. They're out on the show floor. They're making deals. They're telling people about their products. They're preaching, you know, their solutions. And Joel Griffin was able to catch up with Doortronix to let them explain those solutions to SIW Radio. Here you go.
This is Joel Griffin, assistant editor with SecurityInfoWatch.com, and I'm here with Brian Sanderford with Doortronix, and he's going to tell us about some of the exciting new access control solutions they've got at ISC. So, Brian, why don't you tell us about what you've got showcased here at ISC?
Well, we're showing our capability from the smallest system to the most largest and complex systems. On the high-end side, we have our programmable controller that's ideal for door interlocking and man traps, both for environmental concerns as well as security. On the low end of the spectrum, we have our standalone two-door access control system that will handle up to 2,000 users, but does not require a computer to operate. So it's very, very economical. So it's a good starter product for a person needing access control in their facility.
All right. Do you want to go into a little bit of the details on your new Mantrap controller?
And the Mantrap controller is PLC-based. We can create a custom program at the factory to meet the customer's needs. We have you can do up to 128 doors with a single controller. So it's very expandable beyond the needs of what most people would run into. We also combine it with our electric strikes and our mag locks and our high-intensity LED traffic signals to provide an indication to the users as to when they should come and go and the doors are secure.
Okay, that's it. That's the end. No more interviews. Thanks for sticking with episode 38. Of SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com. We're glad to stay up to 1:15 now in the morning to record this for you, and we'll see you out there on day 3 of ISC West 2009.